Namaste, Namaha. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. Today, we'd like to speak to you about non-possessiveness, non-grasping, letting go, non-gripping. And within the philosophy of yoga, it's also called aparigraha. This concept is very well known, and you see this everywhere in spiritual quotes, letting go. You need to let go. But what does this really mean? It's one of these, you know, phrases when people say to you, chill out, relax. And yes, at that moment, you're like, really? What does this mean? Chill out and relax. I do really not feel like chilling out because I'm so stressed. Letting go is the same thing. If you are attached to something, if you're dependent on someone or something, letting go is not easy. And we all have gone through this, or maybe you are even undergoing it at the moment. And within the philosophy of yoga, it really just shows you in this concept how you can let go in a specific tension within your body, or you become aware when you are in a situation that does not allow you to have control over people, over things. And guess what? You never have control. That's just an illusion. Now, but in that very moment, the more you grasp, the more you grip, the more this person will run for the hills. The project most likely will go down under, because we have the tendency to micromanage and be controlling over things and humans. And there's no need to do that. Understanding that we cannot really control anything. The only thing we can control is how we respond to life, how we respond to life's changes, uncertainty, and embracing it. I like to read a quote out of my favorite book, The Yamas and the Niyamas. This book has been in my bag for the last 8 years, and I always come back to it. And it says, aparigraha invites us to let go and to pack lightly for our journey through life, all the while caring deeply and enjoying fully. Caring lightly. Isn't that beautiful? I'll give you an example. I used to live in 9 different countries. In a certain stage, you realize the last thing what you're going to buy is furniture, because you do not want to move countries constantly with a container. And I started suddenly to realize within the last about 4 to 5 moves, having 2 bags and maybe my surfboard and my snowboard would be all what I need. And I realized how many times I bought so much stuff and clothes, and I was constantly running or rushing to be able to fulfill a certain need, to control certain things, to be able to buy things, and not realizing that the only thing that I'm doing is creating suffering for myself in this greed. And it never ever took me anywhere, and it never really made me happy. And traveling lightly really speaks to this fact of letting go. Then it is really up to us how we are able to control ourselves, and understanding that we cannot control anything around us, and we need to let go of grip. If it's your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, a project, a team, it's an illusion to understand that you can control. And once you have understood that, it's easier to let go and show up for yourself, of course. Do the best as you can for a project, for your work, for whatever you are targeting to do. but being also aware that there's a certain stage, you have done the best, you should have shown up for yourself, and it's time to let go. Because if we don't, there's a really beautiful picture I have seen many times, like a drawing of a girl holding a balloon, and she's holding this balloon on a rope, and this balloon drags her along, and she keeps on holding onto this balloon. And sometimes, actually not sometimes, most of the time, it hurts so much more to hold on to this balloon instead of letting go. And then you see so many times in these spiritual quotes, everything that is meant for you will come back to you. And yes, that is true too. So Aparigraha speaks really about having faith and trust in spirits, universe, God, Allah, whatever you want to call it. And having trust within yourself, because you have divinity within yourself, to have done the best as you can and just let go. And if you find out that you have not done the best as you could in the eyes of others, who are they to judge you? They're not in your skin. Why are we allowing even to let others control us because they cannot let go of their judgment? Namaste, Namaha.